1305 GMT, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Lasombe. First, the headlines. 100 new municipal police agents have graduated from the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, amidst calls to honour their call. 100 underprivileged children in the Noon Division have received school supplies to help them further their education during the new school year. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Close to 100 municipal police agents representing 10 councils across Cameroon have completed their training at the National School of Local Administration, NASLA, with a call to defend the image of their profession, which has over time been given a bad reputation. The ceremony in Abuja was marked by the award of end of course attestations. It took place in the presence of the Director General of NASLA and council officials, among other guests. Humbo Susie Manjoa reports.
There are 98 men and women who have successfully completed 3 months of intensive training at the National School of Local Administration in all aspects of municipal policing. They have been able to demonstrate their proficiency in the areas of public freedoms, civil protection, civic education and self-defense, among others, and now ready to be of service to the population in their different municipalities.
I really feel great after completing this course. They have really given us the basic skills that the municipal police agent really needs in the field to operate correctly.
Bruno Bandefon, municipal police agent from Fumba City Council. Coming here, we've had a different view, a different approach. Municipal police now is to have a good relationship between the population and other stakeholders.
Drawn from 10 councils across Cameroon, they are expected to henceforth rebrand the image of municipal police agents in the country. Tanyi Tikubaye is the Director General of NASLA.
We expect them to be aware of their responsibility. The reputation of municipal police depends on them. We are trying to engage in a movement to salvage the reputation of municipal police. It starts by this first batch of trainees.
The second contingent of trainees is expected at NASLA in the weeks ahead. Humbo Susie Munchoa, CRTV News, Boya.
Thousands of children, mostly from vulnerable families in Jimun subdivision, have received school supplies. The team of the Back to School campaign initiative, led by the CPDM Noon Northwest Section President Mama Nsunjat Feet, crisscrossed 14 villages that make up the municipality to provide assistance to this category of children. The campaign rounded off this weekend in Wanki, as Kelvin Nembo reports.
Over 1,000 children, mostly from underprivileged families in Manki, a village in Noon Division, will now be able to fully enjoy their right to education. They are among some 5,000 children to receive free school supplies, such as exercise books, pencils and rulers, among other things. The initiative is that of the president of the CBDM Noon Northwest Section, Mama Nsunjat Feet. The SDO for the Noon, Donasien described the gesture as a humanitarian act that will have long-lasting impacts on the lives of the children. The promoter, while inviting the beneficiaries to make good use of the school supplies, assured them that he will stop at nothing to ensure that all children in the municipality, including those who are internally displaced, have the needful to go to school. Donasien seized the occasion to encourage parents to send their children to school with the aim of raising the division school enrollment rate, said to be among the lowest in the West region. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News, Manki.
In a similar ceremony, didactic material have been handed to some kids from 14 villages in the Olangina subdivision center region in a bid to encourage performance. The donation by Women Association, known as Femme Dynamique of Asamba, took place at the council hall in the presence of the mayor, Didier Bikula. Ghislaine Kwa tells us more from CRTV Center.
The women were simply overwhelmed with joy following the gesture by Association Femme Dynamique, who generously donated bags, books, and other school needs. The president of the association, Yolan Bikula, said the move is intended to assist parents and promote literacy in the locality.
We, the women of Olangina, we are very happy for this gesture.
The ceremony was preceded by the association's general assembly in prelude to the Rural Women's Day. Diane Akudu Nkodo, a member of the association's executive, explains.
This assembly was to discuss how to organize the Rural Women Day in Asamba. So we resolved to organize some activities to train our women.
The initiative to encourage academic excellence in the area was appreciated by the authorities. Didier Bikula is the mayor of Olangina.
It's a very, very good initiative. In this area, we need to have this kind of association which could help municipality in order to support education, in order to help women to be autonomous.
Created some 2 years ago, the association has developed and now has branches in 14 villages out of the 17 in the Olangina subdivision. Ghislaine Kwa, CRTV News Center.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaounde. Over 50 dogs have been vaccinated against rabies at the Littoral Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Husbandry. This is to protect them from rabies as part of activities to commemorate the World Rabies Day observed on Saturday, September 28. It was coordinated by the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock, Victor Vivan, who exchanged with veterinarian owners and breeders of dogs on ways to continuously fight against these diseases from the good health of pets and a population at large. Madung Kwele Bisati reports.
After 168 persons are recorded to have been bitten by dogs this year, it was necessary for officials of livestock to launch a free vaccination campaign against rabies to mark the 18th edition of World Rabies Day. More than 50 dogs and other pets were brought to the Littoral Regional Delegation of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries in Douala to be vaccinated against this disease, which officials say is caused by a virus and very dangerous if neglected. Dr. Victor Viban is the Littoral Regional Delegate of Livestock.
A dog bite should be taken as a suspected case. Once the symptoms appear in a human being, it is always too late. There's nothing we can do anymore. Usually, the person ends by dying.
The delegate and collaborator raised awareness on the theme Breaking Boundaries of Rabies, with emphasis on what individuals must do when bitten by an infected dog or other pet.
Those who have dogs, you are legally responsible for your dog. You have to take care of it medically, doing the appropriate vaccines, nutritionally, and if your dog bites somebody, you have to take that person to health center where the person is given the appropriate protocol that protects it.
The free vaccination campaign against rabies is on course in all 34 subdivisions of the Littoral region. Madon Kwele Bezati, CRTV News, Douala.
The Douala chapter of the FACO Women's Association, popularly known as FAON, has been created and charged with fostering peace, unity, and development in Cameroon and in FACO Division in particular. FACO Douala was implanted by its national president, Iya Etonde Mboa, during a special ceremony that held in the presence of Chief Humphrey Tande Mosende of Esmosopo Wonganga Boya. Details with Bidmia Atang Tabara in Douala.
The Fako woman has as vision to create a better everyday life for a Fako woman, the Southwest region and Cameroon in general. Iya Etundemboa is national president of Fawone.
We thought as women, if we put our ideas together, we'll be able to restore peace in Fako, ensure that the Fako child, the Fako woman and Fako man is peaceful with himself or herself.
The inauguration of the Douala chapter of Fawone is a proof that Fako women are determined to see Fako rise and shine again. Iya Namundo Mo Mboa Mbolo Sophie Edimo is Douala chapter president.
We've sat together to evaluate what we can do, and we're just planning to kick off our little project of empowering ourselves first, and especially learning our dialects.
The chief of Small Sopo Wonganga village in the Southwest region, His Royal Highness Chief Humphrey Tande Musenge, enjoined the Fako women to shun hatred and be one another's keeper.
What I expect from them is to be keepers of each other. They should be together and do things together.
When there is peace and unity, the Fako women will harvest in good soil as they strive to bring all under one canopy. Fawone, Bitnia Atangtabara, CRTV News, Douala.
And Christians of the EPC Zion Parish of Sitesik have been encouraged to continue spreading God's words in unity and love. This was at a close of a one-week activity dubbed Evangelization and Development Week. It was organized by the Christian Men's Association of the Eglise Presbyterian Camerounaise, EPC. Cynthia Etty for more.
All is well that ends well as Christians of the Eglise Presbyterian Camerounaise Sion Parish magnify God for the success of a week-long activities which dwelled on conferences and charitable acts to the less privileged in and out of the church. Activities spearheaded by the Christian Men's Association of the APC. Eli Mbwafuri is the national president of the association.
Evaluer ce que les responsables ont pu faire.
We evaluated what church leaders have done so far this year. We had Bible studies and made projections on the smooth run of our activities.
Drawing inspiration from the book of Joshua, chapter 19, verses 1 to 19, the officiating man of God, Reverend Dr. Jean-Claude Biboum, called on the worshippers to be guarded against detractors.
I've urged them to remain vigilant because there are people in the church whose mission is to mislead others from believing and doing God's work.
La volonté de Dieu puisse être déroutée.
A move geared towards strengthening faith in God and among Christians for lasting peace to reign in their hearts, the church and the country at large. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
This report by Cynthia Etim takes us to the end of this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that close to 100 new municipal police agents have graduated from the National School of Local Administration amidst calls to honor their corps. And 100 underprivileged children in the Nun Division have received school supplies to help them further their education during the new school year. This edition of the news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osomba in Yaoundé. Thank you for listening.